With the deprioritization of combating climate change, the ever-present fear of biological threats, military superpowers waging war, and technology seemingly advancing at a more rapid pace than ever, the doomsday clock moved a second closer to midnight. The doomsday clock is an internationally recognized symbol, existing since 1947. It acts as a metaphorical representation of how close humanity is to being its undoing. The closer the clock moves to midnight, the closer the world is to destruction by human hands. During today's press conference with the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, Daniel Holes, chair of the Bulletin's Science and Security Board, announced the decision to move to 89 seconds from 90, the closest the clock has ever been to midnight. It is the determination of the Science and Security Board of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists that the world has not made sufficient progress on existential risks threatening all of humanity. We thus move the clock forward, Holes said. He said moving the clock forward sends a stark signal. Because the world is already perilously close to the precipice, any move towards midnight should be taken as an indication of extreme danger and an unmistakable warning. Every second of delay in reversing course increases the probability of global disaster, Holes said. He said the decision to set the clock closer to midnight comes from a lack of progress in minimizing nuclear risk, climate change effects and biological threats, as well as the recent advancements in disruptive technology. The countries that possess nuclear weapons are increasing the size of their arsenals, investing hundreds of billions of dollars in weapons that can destroy civilization many times over, Holes said. Juan Manuel Santos, chair of the Bulletin's Elders and former president of Colombia, said it will take unity and decisive action from world leaders to turn back the clock's hands. The only effective response is for nations to work together, which is why it is so alarming that President Trump has signaled his intention to withdraw from the Paris Agreement, he said. Santos said the climate crisis causes a force multiplier in instability and insecurity which amplifies the severity of all existential world threats. The increase in outbreaks of infectious diseases we are already seeing is a dire indication that this deadly cascade effect has already begun, he said. Santos said the U.S. withdrawal from the World Health Organization, WHO, is a concerning decision which will impact global health security. We all need a strong, independent and accountable WHO to ensure successful reforms to pandemic prevention, preparedness and response measures worldwide, he said. Herb Lin, a member of the Science and Security Board and senior cyber policy and security research scholar at the Center for International Security and Cooperation, said it is a misconception that the U.S. has an indestructible lead on technology is not true. Leads in technology, even if you try to hamper other people from catching up, they eventually dissipate and it goes back and forth, Lin said. He said it affects geopolitics as it is no longer a one-sided race with China demonstrating the ability to make innovative progress beyond the U.S. The United States can lose its lead and Chinese innovators are smart and determined to make progress, Lin said. We will learn from the Chinese inventions too and get better as well. You may see in the days and weeks and months to come that we do remarkable things as well, but we just don't know what will happen in the future and it's always dangerous to predict that. Holes agreed with Lin's point, saying there are potential risks with the competitive development. It's important that as we're rushing here, we also consider concerns that may arise with AI and we also bring those along as well, Holes said. One of the things I think this leads to is the concern that people will just push as hard as they can and as fast as they can and not worry about consequences, he said. Although the doomsday clock now sits 1 second closer to midnight, it can change at any time with the state of global threats. If there are no major changes in existential threats to humanity, the clock announcement can be expected sometime in early 2026.